Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
The lady Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Pei Gimel. The sugya was discussing the din that if somebody buys three lanes b'serek sadeh chaveri, then he's kind of the karka tachteim u'beneim v'chutzlem kamal ha'ariv v'saloi. When you kind of one or two lanes, you're not necessarily kind of the karka. When you kind of three lanes, it blames that you kind of the stay Elon and you kind of all the karka. So the Gemara on Daf Pei Beis and Beis towards the bottom asks the shayla of a kamiy b'neim. But how? What's the distance between the trees that'll make the trees into a stay Elon that you kind of the karka? Rav Yosef Amar Vida Meshmul Me'arba Ames Vat Shmoina. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Meshmul Mishmoina Vat Sheish Esrei. Originally the Gemara says Rav Yosef said it was from 4 Ames to 8 Ames. And Rav B'Shem of Nachman of Meshmul said from 8 Amos to 16 Amos. So they're arguing about both the minimum share and the maximum share. One man holds the minimum share is 4 Amos apart, and the maximum share is 8 Amos apart. Less than 4 Amos and more than 8 Amos is not considered a stay one. And the other man says from 8 Amos to 16 Amos. So Baya wanted to bring a raya from a Mishnah that the share, the maximum share, is 16 amos. Because you see, by Klaya Kerem, in order to be called a Kerem, if it's 16 amos apart, it's not considered a Kerem. Because it says in the Mishnah, Hanateis Kaima Sheisha Siamal Sheisha Siamal Mutulavi Zer Lasham. So you see, if you have 16 amos in between the Kfanim, it's not considered a Kerem. In the Gemara Sakashi, you have a Mishnah like a Yosef also, because Shemainim Shimon say, Hanateis Kaima Shmain Amos or Shmain Mutulavi Zer Lasham. So even though the other Mishnah said 16 Amos is a shear for Klai Akerim, but this Mishnah says 8 Amos is a shear for Klai Akerim. So you have a Mishnah like Rav Yosef also. So the Gemara says, no, Abai liked this Mishnah better, because Maisa Adif, Maisa Rav, that Mishnah had a Maisa, it said, Uvda, Maisa B'Tsalma in Bechot, Shenot, this Kaima Sheish, 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 and in that case, he was allowed to be Zerah, but Maisa Mecham V'Tiru. So you see the shear is 16 Amos. You see that from the Maisa. Then the Gemara says, "Bishleim Rav Yosef alib derab Shimon." Rav Yosef had said that it's 4 amos to 8 amos, so you have both of them are mishnayis because the shear of 8 amos we have in that mission that says the Rameh Rav Shimon say that 8 amos is the shear of Neteyas Karmai, and then you have the minimum shear of 4 amos is also there because it says that a kerem that's done with less than 4 amos, Rav Shimon says it's not a kerem. You'll have to plant in that, and the Chum say no, it is a kerem. V'roinisim tzaim kiluenam. So you have both the minimum share of 4, because it says that if it's less than 4 amos of space, it's not a kerem. And you also have the maximum share of 8, if it says if it's 8 amos of space, it's also not a kerem. El Rav Nachman, Alibad Rabbanan, even though the share of 16 we have the maximum share, but where do we have the share of Ritzufim? Where do we have the minimum share? So the Gemara said, El Tzvaru, Mid Rav Shimon Palga, Rabbananami Palga. Since Rav Shimon's maximum share is 8, and the minimum shear is 4. The Rabbanan who say the maximum shear is 16, Mestama, their minimum shear is 8. But then the Gemara fears ice, Amar Rav Hilchasa Me'arba Amos Vat Sheish Esrei. It's really from 4 to 16. The minimum shear is Taka 4, and the maximum shear is Taka 16. He doesn't hold to this thing that it has to be half. And the Gemara brings a Braisa Kavasi de Rava. So that's the Maskanis HaGemara. Then a Shaila is like this. The Gemara has the discussion, the Rabbanan who holds 16 is the maximum shear. What's the minimum shear? Is it half? Just like according to Rav Shimon, who holds that the maximum shear is 8, the minimum shear is 4, so in the Rabbanan also it's going to be half of 16, which is 8. But Neymar says, no, we don't find the Machlokes Legabe, the minimum shear. The minimum shear everyone holds is 4. But the Shaila is, the Rabbanan Mefurish don't hold of a minimum shear Legabe Klayim. They hold the minimum shear is even less than 4. The Bechal don't hold of a minimum shear. That's that other Mishnah. Kerem and a tu'al pachis midal amas ain't a kerem, divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says if it's less than 4, it's not a kerem. He holds the minimum shear is 4. Vachamim aimrim, kerem. Vacham say it is considered a kerem, even though it's less than 4 amas apart. So what's pshat in that? So the Rishbam seems to answer this kasha. The Rishbam, when he brings down, the Rishbam says, when he brings Rabbanim, Rais and Tzom, the Chalayim Laka Kakadami, the Chumri Yigabe Klayim. It's a Chumri Yigabe Klayim. In other words, there's another Machlaik is going on, Benegeya Klayim, is a machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan b'negei claim that what the maximum share is. It is 16 or 8. And there's another machlokes, if the minimum share is that negei also to claim, or by claim we're going to have a chumra and not going to be machshav a minimum share at all. That's how the Rashbam is learning. The Rabbanim happen to be old Bevka Klayim, Lagabi, the minimum share with Machmir, we're going to answer it no matter what. As I learned the Rashbam. Now, the Biagra asked that the Gemara early in the third parak in the Aflamid Zayin and Midbeis, the Biagra is in Simon Reishai and Zayin, he asked on the Rashbam that the Gemara earlier on the Aflamid Zayin and Midbeis is Mash Makhlotid, there's no chilik and halacha between Klayim and Mechira. Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Ela mirava machra nitzufim ein lekarka. If you sell trees that are planted too close together, then you're only selling the trees, and the karka doesn't go along with the sale of the trees. That's what Rava says there on the Flamed Zayin and Beis. So the Gemara there says, Amr Abzeri ketanoi. Abzeri says, Tolina mechleikis tanon, because it says, Kerem shenetu alpachas mirabamis, Rav Shimonai me'ein kerem, a kerem which is less than 4 amas apart. Rav Shimon says not a kerem. V'cham ma'im reizu kerem. V'roin esam tzom kilo enom. So you see clearly Rav Zeir is saying that this machlokes of Shimon the Rabbanan legabe klayim is also machlokes legabe mechira. That Rav is din, that machur nitzuf and ein lekarka is dafka koin to Rav Shimon and koin to Rabbanan, just like they hold by klayim, it's considered a kerem. Who din legabe mechira, it's considered a state ilan and a miyesh lekarka. So Envid the guy in Vaisleis Rishbam holds that's kufin a machlokes Rav and Rav Zeira. Rav over there says Machar Mitzufim Ein Lekarka, and Rav Zeira holds Ketanoi, but Rav doesn't hold Ketanoi. Rav holds everyone agrees Machar Mitzufim Ein Lekarka, and what's the chiluk? Vaisleis is only a chumra by klayim. And why would the Rishbam hold that way? Zok the guy in, because otherwise you're going to have to say that the entire Gemara here is only going like a Das Yachid, it's only going like Rav Shimon that holds as a minimum share. But everyone in this Gemara, all them Ram held there was a minimum share. The Shalos is if 4 Amos or 8 Amos, and if you're going to learn that Klayim and Mechira have the same din, like Abi, the minimum share, by Klayim they're abundant on hold of a minimum share. So this whole Gemara is going to go Alibid to Rav Shimon, it's not Mistabra. So Mel, that's what Rishbam says, that's Kufin Machlaikis. Rav Zeir Taka holds that's not a Chumra by Klayim. Rav Zeir holds the coin to Rabbanan, there is no minimum share. But Rav over there that says that Machar Mitzufin in Lekarka, he holds even the Rabbanan hold the way he holds it's a Chumra by Klayim. And Zag the guy in the Rosh over there says similar. Because the Rif Paskins like Rava. The Rif Paskins, Machar Mitzufin in Lekarka. So the Rosh has the Kasha, but we don't pass like Rav Shimon, Yachav Ram Loch Karabim. Lagabi Klayim of Adu Paskin like the Rabbanan. That if a Kerem, which is Pachas Midalad Amis, it blives a kerem, veroinism tzom kilu enom. So why does the Rif paskin like Rava, if Rava is going like Rav Shimon, and we paskin like the Rabbanan by Klayim? So the Rosh says a slightly different teretz. He doesn't say it's a chumra by Klayim. He says that Rava holds as a svara l'chalik between Klayim and Mechira. That by Klayim we say a svara, that making extra trees don't shter. It says in the end of the sixth parak, the svara, that people can make extra vines, and to see which won't be matzliach. The ones will be metzliach, those are the ones will keep. And the ones that are not metzliach, those are the ones will take out. But that doesn't shter the etzim karen. Now, shekin legabi mechira, a tree which is ayman liyakar is not going to make it into a state ilan. Since the trees are ayman liyakar, at least some of them are ayman liyakar, that's going to be echsarin in the state ilan, you won't get karka. So he says the Rosh also is learning that's gufan machlekesh abzeir and rava there. Abzeir holds his taka machlekesh tanam, and according to the rabbanan that hold, there's no minimum shir legabi karen. Legabi Kalayim, who within they hold is no minimum share, legabi Mechira. But Rav holds no. Rav holds that only legabi Kalayim, it's different. By Kalayim, we say a Svara, that's the derech how you plant the kerem. You want to see which one's better, you'll be like the ones that don't work, but the violets all consider the kerem. Hashaykin legabi Yesh Lekarka, since Lemaisa, Samanem Emily Aker, you can't have the karka along with it. But the Gayan says that the Rambam Lamaisa has another pshat. The Rambam has a new mahalach how to learn the Gemara. And according to the Rambam, which stimmed the Gemara early in Daf Lamed Zayin with the Gemara here, and you don't have to make any chilek between Hilchus Klayim and Hilchus Mechira. Because the Rambam and Hilchus Klayim in Perek Zayin, he says like this. He says, if you have only two rows of vines, two rows of kfanim, and those two rows are within 4 amos apart, in 4 amos of each other, that's not considered a kerem. That's considered one row. A kerem needs a minimum of 2 rows. And if the 2 rows are less than 4 amos apart, it's not considered 2 rows. It's considered one row, and it's not a kerem. But the Rambam says, let's say you have 3 rows of vines, and the rows are within 4 amos of each other, there it is considered a kerem. V'roinisim tzom kilu enom. So the Kesef Mishnah says that he's passing like Reb Shimon. He's passing like Reb Shimon, that's why he holds us not a kerem. But it's a little bit shver, because where's Reb Shimon mechalek between 2 rows and 3 rows? The Gaon says, and Rav Achronim learned this way, that Adarabi, he's passing like the Rabbanon. But the site is like this. There's one question. What's the minimum amount of space you need between 2 rows in order to be considered 2 separate rows in order to make a kerem? So there the pshat is 4 amos, and that everybody holds of. But now there's another question. Let's say you have two rows of vines that are 4 amos apart, and then you have a row of vines in the middle, which then make it that then you don't have now a space of 4 amos between the rows. But if you would take out the middle row, you would have a space of 4 amos. That's what the Rabbanan hold, Ro'im esim tzom kilu enam. So if you ask a shayla, if there's less than 4 amos of space between the trees, is that considered 2 rows? Is that considered a kerem? Is that considered a state ilon legabe karka? Is that considered a kerem legabe klayim? The answer is there's no chilting klayim and mechira. The chilik is like this. If you happen to have 2 rows that are 4 amos apart, but granted is another row in the middle, and now the rows are less than 4 amos apart, you could consider the middle kilo enoi. And mainly you have a kerem, mainly both in your klayim and in your mechira. Mashenkin, if the pshat is all you have is 2 rows, or if let's say the outer rows will be too far apart, whatever the case may be, so in that case, the rows that are within 4 amos of each other don't count as 2 rows. And you don't have another 2 rows to be counted, that you have 2 rows, that you have a kerem, and that's true linyan klayim and linyan mechira. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin in the base that Rava said, machar mitzuf v'neim le'karka, that was talking about when you have plenty of trees. You don't only have 3 trees. You have a lot of trees, but they're mitzufin. But if you would pull out the ones in the middle, you still would have 3 trees that are spaced properly. And still Rava says it's no good. There the Gemara correctly says it's only like Reb Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, you say both linyan klayim and linyan mechira, that you could pull out the ones in the middle. You could write in some time, kilo enom. And that, just like legabe klayim is considered a kerem, legabe mechira is also considered a stelim, v'yesh lekarka. Now, Shankin Agamar that says a shear of 4 amos, the Rabbanan are asking to a shear of 4 amos. Let's say there's only 2 rows of vines, even the Rabbanan are asking to a shear of 4 amos. The Rabbanan's whole svar is Ro'initz Imtsom Kilo Enum. If there are no Imtsom, or there are 2 rows, then the Rabbanan also asking that 4 amos is going to turn it into 1 big row, and then it won't be a kerem. And who would then legabe ilonos? If all you have is 3 trees and they're less than 4 amos apart, so you can't say Kilo Enum, so that wouldn't be a stay ilon, and you wouldn't get karka. And that's at a Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Reb Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Derech Emuna says that Rav Yishayim hold this way. He brings the Yishayim and Erev and Av Gilmum and Beis. Taisus says that they are Mefurish, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Chdushi, Aran and Erev, and all the Yishayim and Erev and say Mefurish, that even the Rabbanon that say that Roeditzim Tzom Kilenim, they also hold it a Shia for Amis. When all you have is 2, you don't have 2 outer ones in the middle. When you have 3 2 outer ones in the middle, and the 2 outer ones are more than 4 amos apart, so then you could say, Ro'inisim Tzom Kiloenim. That's the Machlaikis Rabban and Reb Shimon. Now, Shankim, when all you have is 2, the Rabban also asks him to share 4 amos. And Lamaisa here also, the Rabbeinu Yaino over here, and the Yad Ramah early in the Chesabat, they may say exactly the same shtickle as the Gayin. They don't say it in the Ram, they say it on their own. But they don't say like the Rishabam, that's the Churma of Klayim, or like the Rosh, it's Mechalti, Mechiri, and Klayim. But the chiluk is that if you have, all you have is 2, or all you have by Mechiri is 3, and the less than 4 amos apart, there's no, you can't say when it's Kilom Kiloenam, then it's a problem even according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan ask him to share 4 amos. It's the only thing is when you have the trees that are 4 amos apart, and you happen to have trees in the middle, the other Rabbanan hold it as far as Tzom Kiloenam. But the Ran seems to hold like the Kesef Mishnah, Like we said, the Kesef Mishnah says in the Ram that he passes like Reb Shimon. The Ran says that Mefurish it. Chlushi Ranai Fenart says that the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. Not sure exactly if he learns the Machlokes of Shimon the Rabbanon, but that's what he says, that the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. And that's like the way the Kesef Mishnah learns that this chiluk that the Rambam says that when there's only two rows, which is less than four amos apart, that's not considered a kerem, that's like Reb Shimon. According to Rabbanon, there is no minimum shiur b'chlal and will always be considered a kerem. Now, one other nekuda, the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. This Gemara compares al kapanim legabe the maximum shiur for sure, compares the din of klayim to the din of mechira, that by since we see by the din of klayim the maximum shiur is 16 amos, so with it by mechira, the maximum shiur is 16 amos. But the problem is that the nusach of the Gemara is Mishmain of Ad Sheish Esrei, until 16 Amos. Which is Mashma V'Ad Bechlal. What if it's exactly 16 Amos apart? It would sound like you would get Karka. But then it brings down the din by Kalayim. By Kalayim it says it was 16 Amos, and it says it's not considered a Karim. You'll have to make the Zriya. So what's the Shia by 16 Amos itself? By Kalayim it's Mefurish as 16 Amos has a din like more than 16 amos. The 16 amos is not considered a kerem. It's already mutter bidri zareya. Mashenkin by mechira, it says ad sheish esriyam, which is mashmet 16 amos, has a din that you do get the karka. So the Rishbam says lahedya v'loyit azayim b'chlal. An v'loyad b'chlal. That's not the way the Gemara usually talks, but that's what the Rishbam says. And Kam Rishayim hold the way ad v'loyad b'chlal. But Rav Rishayim hold no. Normally an is ad v'ad b'chlal. So Taisus, the Mamashl Kami Umrchakim, he says that you see from that Gemara that 16 Amos is considered that you do get the Karka. And by Kalayim, by 16 Amos is not considered Kalayim. What's Ibshad Fek Taisus? So Taisus says, and Kami Rishainim bring this Teretz, and Taisus says that the share of 16 Amos by Kalayim and the share of 16 Amos by Mechira is slightly different amos. The Gemara says in the beginning of Erev and Daf Gimel that there's two ways to measure an amos. You can measure it oitzavais, you can measure it by pressing the fingers tightly together, and that's called an amos oitzavais, that it's a pressed amos, and that's a smaller shir amos. Or you could do it seichakais. You could do it further apart. You could spread the fingers a little bit further apart, and that's a larger amma. Now, it's not very big. There's not a very big chilik between the two. The Rishayim say it's only a half an etzpa per amma. Which, since it's 24 etzbais an amma, it's only 1/48. It's a little bit more than 2%. But there is a chilik. There's a chilik in the size of the amma. So the ammas of klayim, we use seichakais. We use bigger measurements because you go to chumrah by klayim. You go l'chumra, when you marchik four amos, you have to marchik four bigger amos, because you go l'chumra, four amos seichakais. When you want to say that the kerem is not considered a kerem because it's too wide, you have to say that it's 16 bigger amos, because you go l'chumra. So if you have 16 bigger amos, he says that's going to be more than the 16 amos that are used for mechira, which those 16 amos are going to be the smaller amos. They're going to be the oitzavais, the motzekvetchta amis, and Mimela is going to end up that the amis, the 16 amis by klayim, is going to be bigger than the 16 amis by mechira. It'll be a little bit bigger, that's l'chumra, that's what the Yad Ramah reads ois. And what that is, you have a kashem, that what's it then with 16 amis itself? By mechira, you're saying that the karka is sold, and by klayim, is saying that it's not klayim. The Teretz is because the 16 amos of klayim is a little bit bigger than the 16 amos of mechira. So the 16 smaller amos of mechira, it's still considered to be a stei ilon. But when it gets to the 16 bigger amos of klayim, then it's not considered to be a kerem anymore. That's time that Teretz and a lot of Rishayim hold that way. But the Ramban argues very stark on the Teretz. He holds like the Rishbam, that you have to say ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Because he brings Taisus Teretz that the Pshat is a Beklayim at Seichkei, so it's a bigger Amma, and he says this Lashin, V'enei Nachayim, the Seichkei is the Hassam, Katsevis Tachadami, Shalachmar of Amru V'loila Hashvez Dinan. He says that Seichkei and Isis are the same thing, we're just being Machmer, not making the din the same. Now, I'm not sure if I'm right, but I think his Kasha is like this. His Kasha is, there's a Shia called 16 Amas. And I have a question now. Is 16 amos mean that that's too much? Or 16 amos the right share and more than 16 amos too much? And we're comparing klaim to mechira. So what are you going to tell me? Depends which amma. The 16 small amos, that's the share. That's not too much. That's within the share. But when you get to klaim, we're talking about the 16 bigger amos. That's already too much. Zakhtar and Ban, that can't be. Because it's one share of 16 amos. Granted, the halacha is that we have to be machma by klaim, make 100% sure that you have the shear that you need, and therefore we use bigger amos. But there's not be'etzim a shear of bigger amos. The shear is amos. In order to make sure you have the shear, the Chazal said you have to use amos echkesh, just to make sure you have the amos. But we have a basic question. What is the din? Is 16 amos considered too much, or 16 amos the right share, and more than 16 amos too much? And we have a steer by Mechir who's saying 16 amos is the right share, and but Klaim was saying 16 amos is too much. Are you going to say the Klaim amos are bigger? We happen to measure them bigger to make sure we have them, but it's the same share. As I may nechtos vek the Ramban. So I think it might have to do with Rabbi Kivega's Chakir. Rabbi Kivega and Erevin there, he asked the Chakir by Atzeves, but you can ask the same Shaila by Atzeves. It's the same Shaila. The Gemara there is Mavura like this. Whenever it's the Chumrah, you have to use a smaller amma. Whenever it's the chumrah, we have to use a bigger amma. And that's true by Erevin and by Sukkah and by Klayim. You go to chumrah. In other words, it's an amma is an amma. But how do you measure an amma? Whenever it's the chumrah, that's what you do. So let's say there's a din that a mavi can't be higher than 20 ammas. So the other pshat is it can't be higher than 20 ammas at seveis. Can't be higher than 20 smaller ammas. Because once it's higher than 20 smaller ammas, you have to go l'chumra and consider it pasul. Well, let's say there's a shear. You can't have a piritz and a mechitz of more than 10 amos. So that piritz you're going to measure with smaller amos. Because once it's more than 10 smaller amos, you have to be machmer and say that it's pasul. L'idach kisa, if the wall has to be 10 tfachim high, those tfachim have to be seichkeis. They have to be larger tfachim. Because you have to make sure you have a good wall. And the same thing with klaim. Let's say you're making our chakin klaim. How many amos it has to be far away? So you have to use amos seichekais. You have to use the bigger amos because it has to be. Yeah. You have to make sure that it's 4 amos away. So you have to make it 4 big amos away. Well, if you have this maximum share of 16 amos, you have to make sure it's 16 big amos. Now, Shankin, let's say the minimum share with the 4 amos, so they would use smaller amos because if it meets the minimum share of 4 smaller amos, you already have to be chayshish that it's a kerem ukadaima. Everything lechumra. So Rabbi Kivega clears a shayla. What if you have a mimanavshach? Right, let's say you have a wall, you're making for an Erev, you have a wall, which is 10 tfachim eitzveis, it's not 10 tfachim seichkeis, so far it's not good enough, because the wall, you need 10 tfachim seichkeis, you need the bigger tfachim, right? But then, you put another kana around the wall, to make the wall higher, but the kana is distant from the rest of the wall, 3 tfachim, but only 3 tfachim eitzveis. It's not different 3 tfachim seichkeis. Only 3 small tfachim, not 3 bigger tfachim. So do you say mimanavshach? If the shear is taka seichkeis, so then the added addition to the walls within lavud, because I don't have 3 tfachim of seichkeis separating that. So the added addition will be within lavud. Elam, are you going to say maybe the shear is eitzveis? Well, if the shear is eitzveis, so then the original, the lower part of the wall is already 10 tfachim eitzveis. So either way, whether the am is seichik or the am is eitzev, it's going to be good. If the am is seichik, it's going to be good. Because I don't have 3 tfachim seichik separating the top of the wall from the rest of the wall. If the am is eitzveis, it's going to be good. Because then the bottom of the wall alone is good because it's already 10 tfachim eitzveis. The shaila is like this. Is eitzveis and seichik a shir? And Mimela, any time l'chumri you need eitzveis, and any time l'chumri you need seichkeis, even if it comes out to be mimanavshach. But it doesn't matter. The sheer lavud, which is l'chumri, is measured in seichkeis. The sheer tent fachim, that's measured in eitzveis. And that's the way it is. Or is it just a chumra? That's not the sheer, it's just a chumra. You have to always be machmeh. But here, either way, it's good. If it's eitzveis, it's good, because the bottom part of the wall is good. And if it's seichis, is good, because then the top part is within lavud. So either way, it's good. As I collect every kinege and shayla, Lamaisa, he brings a raya that it's not a shear. And if you have a Yemanah Shecha, it would be good. But maybe that's his Machalikas Yishenim here. Taisus and the Yishenim that say this Teretz, that I don't have a steer from the Shear of Klaim to the Shear of Mechira, because the Shear of Klaim is totally in Seichakais. And Seichakais is more than Eitzvais. So, Melon, the question is 16 Amos considered a Kerem or not? The answer is it depends. 16 Amos Eitzvais is not considered, it is still considered a Kerem. You don't have the maximum Shear. 16 Amos is Kalamata. But that's only Eitzvais. Mashenkin, 16 Seichakais, Klaim, which is using bigger Amos, that's already big, that's already too much. That already makes it Eis Kerem. That would be a good pshat if Seichakais is an Ayah Shear. It's an Ayah Din. The Shear changes. Since by Klaim it's Tolui L'chumra, so the Shear becomes a Shear of Seichakais. So mainly you could compare Klaim to Mechira, but Klaim, the word 16 Amos by Klaim is a bigger Shear than 16 Amos by Mechira, because it's 16 Amos Seichakais. Hamel, it's not shver that by Klaim, once you have 16 Amos, you already have the Shear. You already have more than the Shear. You already have too much. Mashenkin by Mechira, 16 Amos is still good, because the 16 Amos by Klaim is bigger. Mashenkin, the Ramban holds, no, there's no separate Shear of Seichakais. It's not Mechumra, it's a din. You have to measure the Amos that way. But the Amos is the same Amos. It's just granted din. You have to make sure you have an Amos. That's why you do it Seichakais. But the Amos is the same Amos. Mele, you can't answer the steer of the shiurim by saying that Klaim is Seichakais, because it's not a new Shear of Seichakais. It's the same Amos. You just have to measure the Seichakais. That's how I would understand the Machlekes Rishayim.
Sugi v'daf pei gimel amud beis, the Gemara has kama sfeikis if it's mafsik ilon. Moshul Gemara is mistapik bor ames amayim shus arabim if it's mafsik ilon. The maskana of the Gemara is teiku, it's a sofik, because the Rif says what's the lochom is sofik. Moitzim mechavi al v'raya as you go basa the cheskes mari kama. In the Rambam in Mechira perik of dalid halacha dalid. The Rambam Paskins in Loikarka. As the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam, Mistoma, the Rambam Bederech Kol goes with the Rif. As Mistoma means Misofik in Loikarka, because you go Basa the Cheskes Marikama. Befrek the Magen Mishnah, read the Rambam is the Shita Yudua, the Tvis is Mahani Bisvekis. As why does he say Stam in Loikarka, Reif is Tophus? It'll work just like by Metaltalim. And then for the Magen Mishnah, Shani Yochosh, a Karka Becheskes Baila Medes, Veloy Shayach Tvisa. Now by Karka, it's not Shayach HaMusig or Tvisa. As we saw, the members the Ben Yonan Davchov Tesamid Beis explains that that's the reason why Metaltalim doesn't need a Taina, and Karka needs a Taina. Taina the Klal is by Chazaka, that by Karka you have to taina with it in order for your chazaka to work, and my taltalim not. Zog der ben yayna, because Karka v'cheskes ba'alea medes. As you need a taina to be moitzi from the mochsik, because it's not shayach tvisa. Now shenken by metaltalim where it's shayach tvisa, taina, when you put it in, it's shayach to put it in your hand, it's shayach a mochsik of tvisas, then you don't need a taina. Daf lamed gimel, the Rabbeinu Yoyne says, because it's not Shaykh Tvisa on Karka, you can't be Taifas of Mashkin. The Karka B'Tayrus Mashkin, only by Metaltim, you could be Taifas B'Tayrus of Mashkin. That's a Musig of the Magen Mishnah, is in the Rabbeinu Yoyne in two places, in Chofches Amid Beis, and in Daf Lamed Gimel. However, if you look at the Ursa Meach over here, the Ursa Meach over here wants to learn a different Mishan in the Rambam, because Bemis, the Lashon of the Rambam, ain't like Karka. It's Mashma Bevada, ain't like Karka, not Misafik. Like the Magen Mishnah says, he also is not Madgish, that Tvisa helps. Azog the Ursa Meach, Asvara, that Lu Yeh, the din is Misafik, you go bust in the Marikama. As now, if a person sells it, he knows that he's not going to get the Karka. As kum tachoyis, if you know you're not going to get the karka, as it's muchach that you're mishayir it. Because if you wanted the karka, you should have spoken it out. Because now everyone knows that loch is misafik. You don't get it. As that's what the Rambam means. That because it's a safik, therefore unless you specify, everyone knows that din by safik is you go basa cheskes marikama, unless you specify, you're not koina. And that's the first chelik of the Amen. The second chelik of the Amen is the sugi of Amidas Eilanis. How the Eilanis have to stand for you to be koine. It is a machloikis if you're koine b'shura or b'chatzuva. As the Gemara says, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rosh is in Siman Yud Aleph, the Rabbeinu Yoina in Asug, you say, from this Gemara we have a raya la'alocha that only by shloisha ilanis yekoina karka. Rabbi Shmuel going la'alocha. Why? Because the tzir of chatzuva is only shayich by three. Chatzuva means you have two on top and one on the bottom. It's only shayich if you have three that you could have a chatzuva. It's muchach in the Gemara that only by shalosh yekoina karka. You're asking a shayla on the sheet of the Ravid, moving the sheet of Daf Pei Beis and other Rishonim that learn that la'alocha we hold like Rabbi Kiva moicha b'ayin yofa moicha, as then even by shtei ilanis yekoina karka. As Bemes, the Ravid himself in the sheet on Pei Beis, yes, the shayla, the Ravid says a teretz. He says that even lafi Rabbi Kiva that moicha b'ayin yofa moicha yekoina the karka, you only koina the gufa karka that's tachas the ilan, but not the karka shebineyem. In order to coin the karka should be neyem, that you're only coined by sholesh, even according to Rabbi Kiva, as the feast is dachzei gishmak. Shmuel and Rav are handling, if you want to be coined the karka should be neyem, as then you need a chatzufa. What's gate on the machlekes? As the rimagash is meduyik, and it's not just the machlekes and the seder ilonis. What's the reason why you're kind of the karka? Rav that holds kashura holds because the reason why you're kind of the karka is because the ilonis are choshev. Chori means like the Yad Ramah explains that because it's choshev, therefore the karka is nit for the ilonis. Masha'en gain Shmuel. Shmuel holds that the reason why you're kind of the karka is because the moicher is lo yochol lishtamish ba, because it's ksuva and you can't plant in between the ksuva. As therefore, there's no reason why he should be mishayel la'atzma. If anyway, he can't use it. As lefiza kum dechois, it's machlokes in the yisayid atam why you makna the karka shebein eilonis. As lefiza, when the Gemara asks him, higi, and hismi, the Fideri Magash, the Gemara is asking, Bishlaim, if you learn that the reason why you're coining the carcass because it's choshev, was higi, behismi, is not choshev. If you learn it's because anyway he can't use it, as over here, behigi and hismi, also anyway you can't use it. The Gemara answers, shani higi, that it's enu choshev. What's pshat? Zadri Megash, the Gemara is not changing what the Pshat in Shita Shmuel is. And the Gemara means like this, because it's not Choshev, therefore Seifer La'aker. And if you're going to be Akerit, as then he's going to be able to plant there. As Kum Techois, if he's going to plant there, he wants to be kind of the Kalka. Zadri Megash, L'shitaso, the Rishbam says another Hesper. Rishbam says, Pshat in the Gemara is you need two things. You need it should be choshev ve'enu roi lezriya. And the beer is the Rishbam learns that according to the Shmuel the Tam that you coin the karka is because it's tofel. Just like according to Rav, Ella, the Shmuel holds that in order to make it tofel, you need two things. You need number one that the ilan is choshev. Number two, that you're not Zara Ben Taim. And both of them, as far as why, it's a tuffle. As the Fizai Kum Techois, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is not in the Tam of why you're kind of the Karka. Everyone holds the reason is because it's Nitval to the Elon. And the Machlekes is when is it Nitval? That's the Gemara, the Sugya of Elonis Vekarka. The next Mishnah, the Mishnah speaks about, it's a hemshech to the beginning of the Perek, when you moicha something, bestam, what's nichlam, the mechira. This Mishnah speaks about Mechira of Chelkei HaBehema. As the Rishbam is maybe a Tosefta, that the Mishnah is B'makom She'ein Minig. But if there's a Minig, a kol is tali in the Minig. As the Tosis Yontif, is Menayik the Rambam. And so is Perikhov, and Perikhov Zayin, that this is a din in the rest of the Mishnayis. Also, Srek the Tosis Yontif, as why does the Tosefta only say it over here? Zogdin Tosis Yontif, Vayst Chayis, that in the times of the Tosefta, there was only a minig by behemoths to do it together. By the other things, there was no minig. Beluyeh, times changed, as it's Negev to know that by all the dinim, it's Tali on the minig. That's why the Rambam brings down that by all the dinim, it's Tali on the minig. As the Mishnah of here is Mavur, that there's a chilik between a behema gasa and a behema daka. By a behema gasa, it's not nichlal together, and by a behema daka, the pieces are nichlal together. As what's the chilik? As the Muki Yeser says, a geshmak, a hispa. By a behema gasa, where the chatichas are big, as each one is chashib if neyatzmai. As the minig wasn't to sell it together. Zim Kane, when you sell one, you don't sell the other. Mashain came by Behema Daka, that it's not so choshev. As each chaticha is not so choshev because it's small. As over there, the meaning was to sell it together. As Kivin Chikane, when you sell one, the other one goes with it. As why only when you sell the Rosh the Raglayim go with it. You should say when you sell the raglaim, the Rosh goes with it. As Dr. Muki Yosef, thus is the klal. When you have two things, as the Dover HaChashiv and the Dover She'eno HaChashiv, the Mashal, the Rosh is HaChashiv, the raglaim is Eino HaChashiv. The klal is the Dover and Eino HaChashiv is Nichlal, is Nitfal to the Dover HaChashiv. But the Dover HaChashiv is not Nitfal to the Dover She'eno HaChashiv. So this is the first chilek in the Mishnah, which is the Gemara, the Sugis HaKoidim, Mechira v'chilek, what's Nichlal in the Mechira? Now the Mishnah moves on to a totally new Inyan, no Shaychis, to what we were learning before. The Mishnah goes on to the Inyanim of Mekach Tois. As the Mishnah says to Tziurim, for clearkite, we're going to start from the second tier of the Mishnah of Mekach Tais, the last tier of the Mishnah of Mekach Tais, and then we'll work backwards. The last tier of the Mishnah of Mekach Tais, it says, by Shachmis, when it says Levena, Yisrael Chita, that's red, and it's white, or Levena, when it says Shachmosis, or Yayin, Eitzim Shalzayis, when it says Shalshikma, Shimkos, when it says Shalzayis, Chomitz, when it says Yayin, Shneim Yecholim Lachzabem. What's the reason over here why Shneim are Yecholim Lachzabem? As near as Shnechleku Harishonim, what's the reason why Shneim Yecholim Lachzabem? The Shita Pedalin Avadalev brings a Ravid, and when he's explaining this pshat in this Mishnah, the Ravid says that it's havi kemoi shaloi moshach klal, shaloi chal akinyin b'chlal. The beer is that if a person sells, he says, tells you he's selling you a car, and he gives you a oven. As over there, what's the reason why you could be choyzer boy? It's poshet. The mekach wasn't chal b'chlal. The mechach was to sell me a car. If you give me an oven, it's not a car, it's two different things. As on the oven, the mechir was not chal b'chlal. It's not the chifetz that I was mochet to you. As the Ravid learns, who adin by choymetz and yayin. Choymetz and yayin are two different chvatzim. Shachmas on a vein or red, white, two different chvatzim. As a bezei, when you sell one, the mechira is not chal b'chlal. So meila shneim yecholim lasa, because the mechira is not chal. Chaim eduyik in the Mordechai, that the Mordechai is medame the Mishnah Tzir to a Tzir where Yomoicha Zav and Nasan Kesef. Or a Zav and Kesef are two different chvatzim machlal. A gold chayfetz and a silver chayfetz are totally different. It's made with different metals. As if someone says, I'm selling you a gold watch, and he gives you a silver watch, that says, does nishkin mekach, it's an under chayfetz. Nechein mevur in the Miri. The Miri is also mevur a nafkamina in the savana. The Miri dans the bayhaino nahainu when you sell something and there's a tois in the mekach, in the mechir, not in the gufa chayfetz, but there's a tois in the mechir of the chayfetz. The halacha is as if he's nisratza afterwards and he doesn't want to do the bittul hamekach. The mekach is kaim. As he dons, what's the din by choymitz v'yimse nimse yayin? Like the Miri over here, even if he's nisratza afterwards, both of them are nisratza afterwards, we have to do a new maise kinyan, given that there was no mekach v'chlal. The Rebbe Ber in Bamitzia in Simen Mem Vov, he learns pshat in the Mishnah this way, and he brings a ritva v'shem harayvit Bamitzia Dafnun Zayin. It says that from the fact that it's totally on the ritzui of the by Oino, it's totally on the ritzui of the Lekeach or on the Meicher Zetmendach, it's a Mekach. If it wasn't a Mekach Bechlal, how could the ritzui help? Zetzem Raya, this Rayon of the Meiri is Mavur and the Ravid, the Ritva B'Shem, the Ravid in Bamitzia. Also, thus is the Shitas, as we see the Ravid and the Miri, they're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, and the Mordechai, it's two different chvatzim. As a male of this Bittul Mekach. If you look well in the Rishpam is very meduyik, not that way. The Mreis Rishpam also uses the word of Bittul HaMekach and Toys, but the Rishpam adds words that sound like he's saying a different Nakuda. The Rishpam says that there's a no klapi both of them. The reason why over Shneim Yechon Larsar is because there's a no to the Meicher and there's a no to the Lekeach, meaning by Chaimitz v'nimse Yayin. Sometimes the Meicher wants Chaimitz, as if it's Yayin, it's a Mekach Tois, and sometimes the Meicher wants Yayin, as if it's Chaimitz, it's a Mekach Tois. It's come to Chais, the reason why Shneim are Yechoyz and Lachza, Zakter Hashpam, because there are two things here. Number one, it's a Bittul HaMekach, there's a Tois. And number two, the Tois is on both of them. As being that both of them have a Tois, therefore both of them are Yechoyz and Lachza. L'choyre, if you learn like the Ravid, the word is the Mekach wasn't Chal B'chlal, as if you want to explain why Shneim Yechoyl and Lachzer, the Hezber is Pashit. The reason why Shneim are Yechoyl and Lachzer is because the Mekach wasn't Chal B'chlal. As a father, each one could do whatever he wants. There's no Mekach B'chlal. As L'choyre Muchach in the Rishpam learns that the Mekach is Chal in this year. What's the reason why you could be choizer that it's midine ayno, dum yudo ayno, just like by ayno is mischadish, that even though there's a mekach, but there's a schus to be mevatel the mekach, as what they know over here, and this is what the ritva, in Bamitzia Nun Zayin, brings down Meshem the Raivir, that there's two kinds of thing. There's a parsha bittel mekach, the mekach's not chal b'chlal. There's a parsha vayno. The parsha vayno is when the mekach schal, but there's a schus chazara. And what's the difference? When there's a tois in the gufa mekach, meaning I sold you something else, that's mevatel, that's a mekach. But when there's a tois in the mechir, like by ayno, you just were off in the price, it's not a tois in the gufa mekach, it's then the mekach is chal. Just there's a schus chazara mishum the mechir. And the Rishbam takes it a trot weiter. The Rishbam says, a mole, there could even be a tois in the Guf HaMekach, and still it'll have dinei oina, that you could be, it's a schus chazara to be mevatel the mekach, but not that the mekach is batel be'etzem. As kum dechoyz likta yisaydis dekamach leikis. The Raivi learns the Mishnah that it's bechlal nishkim mekach. And the Shban learns the Mishnah that it is a mekach. Just, there's a schus chazara. Machoyer, there's a gewaldig dikduk in the Mishnah like the Shban. Losh in the Mishnah shneim, yichoyim l'marzumem. Lefi the Raivi, it's loy meduyak. Kilut Mashman the Mishnah, they both have a schus to be chayzer by. L'chayilafi the Raiva, the Mishnah should have said a much darker lashon. Ein amekachal b'chlal. You don't need a chazara b'chlal. Like the Miri says, even if they both say that they're not chayzer by, still the mekach's not chal b'chlal. L'chayil the lashon of the Mishnah, shneim yichoylin lagza behem. It's Mashman to schus chazara. As the Mishnah is stark meduyik like the Rishbam, and over here it's a schus chazar, it's not a bitl mekach be'etzem. The feeder Ravid, how is he going to learn the lashon of the Mishnah? You'll have to say, was knock at this lashon agav the reish, the beginning seer where, let's say, rois v'nimsis yafis, only one of them could be chayza over there, it's mamish a schus chazara. As being that over there, use the word chazara, echon meem yochol lachzos, and this here, use the lashon of shneim yochol lachzos. Benochin amitz lav daka, the kavana is, it's not a mekach b'chlal. But the Rishbam learns the Mishnah kipshuta, it's mashmetz a schus chazara. Lefi zeh, that the Rishbam is learning, it's a schus chazara, would come out of nafkamina ladina, the nafkamina the miri. What would be if they would be nisrats and they don't want to be chayzer boy? In Achinami, you would need a new Maisa Kenyan. As all it is Schus Chazara, but if you don't use the Schus Chazara, then the Mekach is Chal. Where's the Makar of the Rishbam? As we said, number one, there's a Diktuk from the Mishnah. But for Oy, Nira, the Makar of the Rishbam is the Gemara later on in Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to say that our Mishnah is Lefi Rebbe, that he holds that Mechoy Mitzviyayin Klapi Truma, that the din is you have to be Mafresh Mimin, Al Sheina Mimin Al Minoy. If you're Mafresh Mimin Al Sheina Minoy, it's not good. As Rebbe holds, Yayin Echoy Mitzis Chad Min. I'm sorry, Rebbe holds it Shnei Minim. As Lefi Rebbe, that it's Shnei Minim, as Klapi Truma, and Huadin Klape, Hoidami Minataina, Nine by Moidum and Mixas, there's a din, the Hoidon, the Kfira have to be on the same min. As Rebbe holds, that if you're Moide on Choymetz and you're Koifer in Yayin, Rebbe holds, it's called Minacher. As the Gemara says, then our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, that he holds Klapi Chuma, Klapi Hedam, mixes a taita. He holds it's all called Minacher. Suadin Klapi Bittel Mekach, it's called Minacher. Klapi Achachamim, that the Achachamim hold the Klapi Chuma, and Klapi Hedam, mixes a taita. It's called min echad. As him came, the Mishnah doesn't stim. But the Gemara, no. The Mishnah is going even according to Rabbanon. Over there is by Chuma, they hold it's called min echad. Mashenkin over here, being that echad and echalei b'chamra, v'lein echalei b'chala, v'ikan echad b'chala, v'lein echalei b'chamra, as even the Rabbanon amayt, it's bitul mekach. Let's come to Choy State in the Gemara, that in our Mishnah it's going even by Chad Min. As does a shine of Pesach in the Havana of the Rishbam. Why does the Rishbam Choylik on the Raivin? Avada the Rishbam is Moida in the Tzir, where you say you're selling a car and you give a oven, or you say you're selling an orange and you give an apple. Avada the Rishbam is Moida to the Raivin. And in that Tzir, Avada is a bit of Mekach Batsam. The nearest Rashbam holds that over there you wouldn't need a tan in the Mishnah to tell you such a thing. This is a dava poshet. This is a vada das abkiret. Not nish the Mishnah of that. It's dava poshet. It's a bottle mecca. Now the Mishnah only says these three examples because these examples are things that are similar, that they could have a din of min echad. Thus is the Gilui of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is going, even if you hold it's min echad, like Shidas Chachamim, afilu achi, the din of the Mishnah is true. Thus is Aleph, the Makar, to the Rashbam. V'oi, the etzim lashon of the Gemara, that what's the reason why there's a bitul mekach in the Mishnah, is ichad and nikalei b'cham, loy nikalei b'chal, v'ikad nikalei b'chal, loy nikalei b'chamra. V'duyik in the Gemara, the reason for the bitul mekach is because loy nikalei, as Mamish like the Rashbam says, because each one is loy nichalei. Ablafi the Raive, the reason for the bitul mekach is not mishum loy nichalei. The reason for the bitul mekach is because it's an ander chefetz. You don't need nichalei, but loy nichalei. L'chari, this Gemara is a stark maka to the Rashbam. L'fi the Raive, how are you going to learn the Gemara? You'll have to learn the Gemara with a different cling. The Gemara is saying like this, being that Ichad al-Nichalei, V'Ichad al-Nichalei, as because there are people, the Nichalei, that upteaches it, that it's a different min. Certain things, it's obvious that it's a different min. Oranges, apples, cars, ovens, it's obvious it's a different min. But in our Mishnah, in order to define it as a different min, it's telling Kpedis Bnei Adam, meaning that people are makbid, that defines it as a different min. So that's the reason why it's bottle li mecca. Actually, Yesh Lod Lefi the Rashbam, if he's moide that according to Rebbe that learns its two minim, as then Mshad in the Mishnah is like the Ravid, that's a doichik, because the other two are Mshachmes v'lamana, that L'chayra is one min. Yes and Nira, that the Rashbam means, L'fi Rebbe, it's poshet that there's a kpeda. Being that it's two minim klapi tshuma, over there it's poshet there's a kpeda. And gam be'etzim, there's a shaykhis between them. This is the list here, the Mishnah, choymetz v'nimsi yayin. Now let's go back to the middle tier of the Mishnah. Of Royus v'nimzis yofis. As over here, only one of them could be choyza, and the other one can be choyza. Freg de bir chashmul, b'metzia simen mem vav. What's the reason why he could be choyza? Because it's a tois. As if it's a tois, the mekach is not chal. As if the mekach is not chal, zim kein, as shneim should be yachal choylim lachsa, because the mekach is not chal b'chlal, if it's a mekach tois. Zokrabok Be'er Weiss the Hoys in this Mishnah Achidish. Ramal, it's a Mekach Tois, but it's only a Tois Klapi one of them. Nahainu. If the Tzir is, it's two different Chvotzim Lagamri. Zavada Be'etzim, it's a Tois. Oh. But over here, where it's the same Chayfish, just this Royus and Yofis, as over here, even though it's a Tois, but it's not a tais because mahusa, it's a different chayfet. No, it's a tais of in the same chayfet. There's a tais, people don't mean this. As it's tali, klapi the person who made a tais, klapi him, it's a mekach tais. I'm a klapi the other person who didn't make a tais, klapi him, it's not a mekach tais. Meaning, batsim, it's one chayfet. Zadkam, you didn't make a tois, avada klapi you, the mekach is klal. Ava klapi the person who makes a tois, klapi him, the mekach is not chal. Does the malach of the birch of Shmuel and bam mitzia simen mem vav. It's g'day l'mi madgish, the ritva in the Mishnah, batsim already yes, the shayl of Rabbah Umbev. The ritva yes, being that over here the bitl mekach is mishum tois, zim kem shteim shabi yechoylem lachzar. The words of the Ritva are mashma, that he's saying a little bit of a different chilek. The words of the Ritva are, and rak by the Sefer, that everyone is makbid, as then it's a toyus in the etzem mekach. Vashenkin in the ratio, where it's not something that everyone's makbid, some people are, some people aren't. Over there, there's no toyus in the etzem mekach. It's rak misha toyah, yachol achsa. The ritra is learning the chilik between the seifa and the ratio is when everyone is makbid, that uptighted, it's an under zach. Vashenkin over here, where not everyone's makbid, it's nishkin under zach. What is it? The person who's toya has a schus chazar. Yeah, it could be according to the ritva. Now that there's a schus chazar, it's also bottled in Mecca klapi, the other one too. Daf nesen bez Hashem, the hemshech of the sugya. As thus is the reason the chilek between the seer of rois and imzi yafis, and the seer of the mishnah. Of chaymitz v'nim seyayin. One word, goshen pshat, may rois v'nim seyofis, there's a shayla what to be medamit to. Ramban and the Rashba medamit, taino yoysem ishtus. Of the Rashbam is medamit, taino shtus. The Rashbam says, even though there's one man, the yama, by no shtus, there's no bitul mekach. And over here there is bitul mekach. Zokt over here is a bigger toyus. But the Rashbam is still meduyik that it's midinu no ashtus. So you have to know what the shvashim of the machlokes is. Then you talk and it's tali and the hemzich asugye how you learn the din bitul mekach bayeser mishtus. It's Hashem daf nazen. We'll learn the next plan.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.